This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Wednesday, June 12th. Well, lower than expected production numbers gives Tuesday traders something to think about. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Shelley.
The surprise was, though, they were lowered more than we thought. So we have a range of guesstimates, as folks say, and a lot of the things that we looked at came in at the lower end of the guesstimate. So we had a lower yield, 166 versus 171, I believe the last one was. So 166 bushels per acre, that's significant, right? That's a lot. I think 2 months ago it was 174. So our carryout was 1.675. I think we were looking for somewhere between 1.7 and 1.9. So that's another much lower production number. So those types of things coming in at the lower end of even low expectations are why you've seen corn automatically shoot up over 10 cents on that number and will continue to trade stronger throughout the rest of today.
Chicago July wheat prices closed yesterday up 10 and a half at 518 and a quarter. July corn was up 12 at 426 and a quarter. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for June ended the day unchanged, ranging from 575 to 607. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for June were up 4.5, ranging from 627.5 to 632.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for June were up 1, ranging from 649.5 to 659.5. Live cattle for June was up 97.5 cents at 110.82.5. August feeder cattle were down $1.70 to 137.75, and June class 3 milk was up 4 cents at 1634.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.